This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Brian bringing us into another one of our visits here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help you consider what's going on in the world of agriculture from our point of view. And I say our point of view, I say the people who are like me that are traditional American family farmers, traditional values when it comes to the farm, raising animals and growing food. You know, there's a big focus these days on trying to get natural food, local food, and it's really become kind of contorted because in the days when I grew up, it was expected that people would buy from the local grower, distributor of food, whether it was dairy, in my town, there were three, when I was a kid growing up, there were three dairies. Waveney Farm, Sunshine Dairy, Camper Sal's, Eastley Farm, the farm that I own now. They all produced their own milk with their own cows, and they processed it, and they delivered it. They all had trucks, and they had their own section of various towns that they would go to. It was competitive, and it was great quality. Now, for whatever the reason, we all kind of know what the reasons are. Things have changed dramatically because the way we live has changed dramatically because many of us and most of us don't have land and don't have animals and don't have a garden. You remember a couple of weeks ago I had a conversation with a fellow from a firm called Let Us Grow. It was a hydroponic way of growing things in your own home or on your roof or whatever. And so I've set one of them up on the farm. You go to my farm site, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, farm.com, and put pictures of that up, because I think what it does is sends a message. You can grow a lot of things at home if you don't even have soil. And it's, I want that to sort of be a part of what encourages people to think about, oh, this is what food really tastes like. And during the summertime, we get a better shot at that because there's more farm work, there's more fresh food around, especially in the northern climes. And people in the South are sort of used to having the ability to go to a farmer's market or to the farm and get what they're looking for, which is good, healthy food. But now, this good, healthy food is more the exception than the rule. And so that's brought us around to a lot of the mainline problems that we have. One of the things that has changed because people are moving off the farm and moving into suburbia or into cities and moving away from where the hard work is, and not much money, certainly. Then the need for outside help. So our news this week is that the government is considering issuing more farm visas to boost asylum seekers who are coming out of Guatemala. U.S. thinking about sweetening the deal. One idea includes expanding the number of farm visas that it offers to the Guatemalans. There is a news report that one of the special assistants to the president floated the plan in front of some reporters this week that the U.S. could triple the number of H-2A visas. The problem with the H-2A visa, however, is that it is way too conflicting. The rules are nonsense. You can't have you can't have a wooden table in the house that you provide for the H-2A workers. It has to be metal. Things like that. Back to more government stupid rules and regulations. Do you know that it costs more money to buy a metal table than it does a wood table? Like, things like that. Why are we, what is there about the government that gets its paws into everything and screws everything up? The H-2A visas from Guatemala last year numbered 3,800. Visas given to people assigned to do temporary farm work here. They are not going to become citizens. They're just working to fill jobs that can't be filled because we apparently don't have people that are American citizens that want to do the work anymore because we spoiled everybody, made it too easy for everyone to get money out of the government and not have to work. That's my own read on this, but I think a lot of people agree with me. So this particular asylum deal is tied to what they call a safe third country agreement, which is aimed at cutting down asylum claims to our country to begin with. It requires Central American migrants to apply for asylum protection in Guatemala before you come to our country. Guatemala signed the agreement. The incoming president, however, Mr. Giammattea, said his country doesn't have the resources to implement the agreement. Says Guatemala's legislature has to approve it as well. And so now there's a question about whether this is going to take place or it isn't going to take place. So that's why we're thinking about sort of sidestepping the agreement. Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, said the U.S. is going to work with Guatemala to aid in getting qualified workers into the H-2A visa program. So my read also on this is that we ought to update the, we ought to have the H-2A program get real with the times. This is not the time for us to be making it more difficult to have workers on the farm. And for the farmers who don't have any money, look around you, man. Look at the plight of farmers and how many are considering getting out. Farming as an occupation is not growing. It isn't. For a lot of different reasons. And we're going to talk to Roger Johnson, who is the president of the National Farmers Union, about some of these the waivers that we're talking about. Waivers for employees and waivers for, you know, what goes on, what happens to some of our farm products. The government makes a mess of everything. They've made a mess of life on the farm in this country. And I know it was in a way trying to help out, but at least I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. Although when I see where all the money is going to the big agribusinesses and not to the farmers who need them, I question the sincerity and the reality of what really is going on here. Are we buying votes? Are we helping our corporate pals? What are we really doing? I'll put that question to Roger Johnson from the NFU in a matter of moments as well. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer with an encouragement for you to lose weight. Farmers sometimes, eating habits aren't as good. They eat on the run. So you get along a little bit beyond the 50, 55-year-old spectrum, and you need to lose some weight. No more crash diets for you, however. No drugs, no stimulants. You've decided after you listen to me talk about Calitrin, that was the road for you. And that makes sense. You'll lose weight. I look at a woman named Deborah, lost 63 pounds on this. Took her a while to do it because this doesn't happen overnight. Safely losing weight doesn't happen like, you know, having an operation. 3 hours later, you've lost 36 pounds. Alyssa lost weight, Amanda did, all people that are from the farm, and they send that information. Still growing and going strong. The company's growing because they've done such a great job. It's called Calitrin. That's the name of the product. Website is either calitrin.com or toploss.com. And there you can see all of the testimonies from all the people who have gotten on to Calitrin, taken it consistently, stayed in touch when they had questions, and followed social media examples of other people. Very relevant way to lose weight and keep it off, and that's what you want to do. So, if you want to get in on the special deal right now, buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, get 10% off everything, free shipping. Use the code DJV when you go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, that's Calitrin.com. You can also go to toploss.com. Make sure you use the DJV code to buy the bottles. Keep yourself in the program because you want to lose the weight and keep it off. That's what the program assures you. That's what's going to happen. 3 bottles at the regular price, 2 are free, 10% off, and free shipping. Get on to the program. Lose the weight. Use all-natural Calitrin and buy it with the DJV code at Calitrin.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. And now, I wouldn't use anything else. Power swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get power swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have back on the program one of the people in Washington I have great respect for. I like Roger Johnson, and if we were closer, we'd probably be pals more than just conversational friends. He has an attitude toward farming that is right up my alley. Their website, National Farmers Union, is nfu.org. So let's talk about a lot of different things, Roger, starting with the hardship waivers for the refineries. I don't think a lot of people, the average person who's not on the farm or not connected to agriculture, realizes how these fuel standards have inveigled themselves into the production of corn and other things in our country. They just don't know. They don't have a connection. They don't get it. You think that's true?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Doug. It's always good to be with you. The hardship exemptions is for folks who don't follow sort of the biofuels news. It's kind of deep in the weeds, but they are, in very simple terms, EPA has the authority to exempt certain refineries, called small refineries below a certain capacity, from having to comply with the renewable fuel standard. The renewable fuel standard says that a certain percentage of your gasoline should be comprised of biofuels, of ethanol principally, but other biofuels as well. And so these oil companies apply to EPA and say, we've got this financial hardship, and therefore we want to be exempted from having to comply with this. EPA historically, under the Obama administration, granted 5 or 6 or 7 of these a year. Under the current administration, they've ramped that up into the 20s, near 30, dramatically increasing the number of exemptions. Now, they are dominantly secret exemptions. You only figure them out by doing reverse stuff, because they won't say who gets them. But what we know is that it's the largest oil companies in the world that are getting these exemptions.
Hardships for them, right?
Because it's they're financially in hardship. I mean, net farm income is half of what it was 5 years ago. Oil companies are making billions of dollars in profit, and we're giving these waivers out to oil companies. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. So let's talk a little bit more about that and some other things that are egregiously just government, and it just isn't it's not good for the farmer. And I get a kick out of people saying they still support Trump. All right, here we are at 21 after on the American Family Farmer Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Farmer. Our podcast is AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Roger Johnson, who's president of the National Farmers Union, is here with us. We started out talking about these hardship waivers that are being given to the big oil companies. And so if you don't really get the picture, ethanol is something that is a construct of corn, and farmers growing corn and then selling it so they can use it to make, in part, you see on the, if you go to the gas station, you see this product contains 10% ethanol. Well, the ethanol is from the farmers growing corn. So if the oil companies are given waivers because it's more convenient for them to just make the gasoline the way they've made it and not bring the family farmer or not anybody, any farmers growing this stuff for them, it affects life on the farm. And farm, as you were saying a minute ago, Roger, farm income is down by 50%. At what point, the farmers who are saying uncle everywhere, it's like they were planning. Yeah. It's like these people who are running the government want to put the family farmers out of business. It's that obvious.
Yeah, so I want to push back a little bit here because I mean, our office is in Washington, D.C. We are here because we're here to try and petition the government to do right by family farmers.
Right.
That's really who we are as an organization. And so I don't want to argue that government is bad. Listen, we all do stupid things. Government is part of us. We are government. And so I would encourage folks to get involved in government to make it better as the alternative. But to your point, the when we talk about sort of all these trade sanctions that the Trump administration has put on and all the countries around the world that have been retaliating against us as a result of it, there has been enormous damage done to our markets overseas. And as a consequence, our prices has fallen dramatically. Farm income has gone down. And then you reference these payments that are being made by the Trump administration. There is a provision in old authorizing legislation around farm bills that lets USDA take money from the CCC and use it for a fairly unrestricted wide range of different things. It is that provision that Trump is using in order to make these payments to farmers, because he's recognizing that he damaged their markets. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, one of the things that we argued more than a year ago when he first announced these payments is that they shouldn't just be designed at USDA. They should be rolled into the Farm Bill. They ought to have Congress involved in sort of setting the rules so that there at least can be public discussion about them. They didn't do it. No. And what they did, in fact, was base these payments on factors that have not been fully disclosed yet, and they basically threw out any pretense of payment limitations. So you got farmers that are getting $500,000, over $1 million of these payments to individual farmers when they're supposed to be helping folks like you and me.
Right.
And we think it's just egregious. And, you know, had that happened under congressional oversight, we at least would have had a chance to argue, no, you can't make those sort of, you can't just throw out any pretense of trying to focus these payments on family farmers.
Well, there's a collective. They keep referring to farmers like everybody thinks, oh, this is going to the family farmer. My share of it was $189, and I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, well, so, see, there you go.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Whereas all these people that Roger's just talking about, mentioning the huge agribusinesses and some of the huge farms that work with them get millions of dollars in aid that they don't need because they're making all kinds of dough. It is ludicrous what we're letting be done. Now, I know you said, we have to work in government circles. Yeah, we do. It's important and incumbent on us to make sure that people who are elected are doing the bidding in behalf of the nation's family farmers. More from Roger Johnson from the National Farmers Union in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
We're now focus on farming, the American Family Farmer, our podcasts. You can find every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Program is heard on 238 radio stations all around the country, and you can listen to the whole broadcast, or you can listen to premium parts of it in the podcast, all of that, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Just hit the listen button when you go there. Joining us today for conversation, Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. We've been talking about the waivers, the hardship waivers, and what a joke that is for the oil companies. Let's dig around a little bit more in a couple of other things that I actually, before you came on, you may have heard me talking about the visas to boost Guatemalan asylum consideration. The H-2A program is something that I'm not a fan of. I don't know whether it's become necessary. And once again, back to what you said, you're more reasonable than I am. I don't like the government at all.
I didn't put it quite that way, but...
Well, but...
That's your word, son.
Yeah, I know, but it's pretty close. Anyway, your job is to work with the government, and I belong to the NFU, and I'm happy I do. Mm-hmm. I get frustrated because I don't think there's enough, especially in my part of the world, because there isn't as much farming done here as there used to be, for all kinds of reasons, mostly... Frankly, government intervention screwing things up. The dairy stuff is a pretty good example of it. But let's talk about the asylum thing and how that might help American family farmers. And then maybe you can give me your overview. The H-2A program, I think, is a disaster, but you tell me what you think.
Yeah, so it is very, very complicated. And there has been a decades-long effort that we have been a part of. Lots of folks have been been a part of, trying to get it changed so that it works better, that it's simpler, that it sort of meets the needs, that it isn't. H2A is basically a temporary worker program. Mm-hmm. And so the presumption is, if you need help on your farm, that help is only needed temporarily. And so you can help, you can get help by having an immigrant come in, working on your farm for this very specific purpose. And then after a fairly limited amount of time, they're supposed to go back and, well, it doesn't happen. I mean, we all know it doesn't happen. There's something like 11 million immigrants who are undocumented in this country. They, when they're here, they just tend not to go back.
Yeah, they just disappear.
Yeah, they disappear into the, you know, and they live sort of in fear. It's sort of an underground mentality, and it's not who we are as America, in my personal opinion.
Yep.
We ought to treat people like people regardless of who they are, but we ought to have rules that are fair and that are usable. There are certainly circumstances where farmers need help. And there are certainly lots of places where there just aren't people who are willing to do that kind of very hard work that you and I spend too many hours doing on our farms.
Yep.
And so that's the reason why you have farmers that are, you know, sort of needing this help. And so we ought to have rules that work for that.
Well, the thing that I find ridiculous, when you get down to brass tacks, the simple, stupid stuff, like I remember once applying to get into the program.
Yeah.
And I was told that when the inspector comes to the home where these workers will live, make sure that the kitchen table is made out of metal and not wood. And I looked at this woman and I said, what are you talking about? Well, we can't, our rules are you can't have a wooden table. And I thought to my, and I, then I said to her, I looked at her, I said, what, are you crazy? What the hell difference does it make whether it's a table made out of wood or whether it's made out of metal? And she said, those are our rules. I said, where'd they come from? She said, they come from Washington. Now, can you tell my table is a wooden table? And I seem
shame
to be okay. Yeah, I know, right? I throw it out, burn it, and put a metal table in. But that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Isn't
it? I've never used the program, so I can't talk about it from a personal standpoint.
Once.
But I've talked to lots of farmers that just really, really struggle to use it. Now, despite how difficult it is to use, use is up pretty dramatically in the last few years.
Yeah.
And it's up because there's all this pressure to export undocumented immigrants.
Yeah.
And so you've got all this fear that's going on. It's becoming harder and harder for farmers to find folks no matter what. And so they are simply going and using that program despite its really kind of ridiculous rules and an awful lot of bureaucratic red tape that's associated with it.
Yeah, nonsense. All right, here's an example of something I guess we would consider, you know, I'm a dairy guy. I'm not a guy that raises, although I was talking to you off the air about raising beans because I got some land that I want to use for hemp, but because the government has made a mess out of that, put the land to some use. And so we have that, but not many people up here, for whatever the reason, grow beans. And maybe it's the market. I'll find out, and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But there was a bill that was passed in New Hampshire that I thought was pretty creative, given the reality of what goes on, where people are buying their milk mostly in the grocery store. But I guess you can do this if you desire. The state has okayed that there be two labels on milk, and if you want to pay more to help the farmer out, you know that story? 50 cents more for a gallon. Did you see that?
I did see that. I read a story here a week or two ago about this effort, and I remember is it was somewhere in the Northeast, and was designed to provide some extra payment to the farmer who produced this.
Right. Well, we all know that of the cost of what is it? I don't know what a gallon of milk costs where you are. Where I am, it's $4.95 or so, and only $1.19 of that goes to the farmer.
Yeah.
And we know that the DFA, I don't know, They're not my friends. They never were.
Yeah.
The Sweezer or Sousa or whatever their family name is at Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers America, they're all in cahoots, and they are all controlling the fluid milk supply so that farmers are getting screwed, and we're getting milk coming from these factory farms that is just crap. And so apparently this addresses that somewhat, as in most of the Northeast states, dairy farming is way. We only have 100 dairy farms left in the whole state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know.
So what do we do? Is this the right way? Is there another way of doing so farmers get what it costs them?
I'd certainly give them credit for trying to think outside the box. Farmers get now less than 15 cents out of the consumer food dollar across all different food products. So
Dairy,
it's just a little bit higher on fluid milk because there's a little less processing than there is in something like a bushel of wheat that is turned into a loaf of bread and that kind of stuff. But 15 cents out of the dollar. And so the argument here from an economic standpoint, if farmers just got 20 cents out of that dollar, that'd be a significant increase in the amount of money that farmers would get, and it would be a modest change in cost for the consumer. And so I think that sort of thinking is probably what's behind this law. And I'd certainly give them credit for trying to think about the small family farmer. Because
what would happen if you tried to do that nationally, do you think? Something like that.
Then I'd turn into sort of ranting against government like you do.
Oh, gee, thanks.
It'd be very, very, very difficult.
Yeah, very difficult. Roger Johnson continues with us here on the American Family Farmer after I whiten your teeth. Intensive stain removal. Don't use toothpaste. Use Power Swabs. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth safely. It's an all-natural product. Use it once. Your teeth will be two shades whiter than they were 5 minutes before you used it. And just keep that process up every 5, 6, 7 days. Get whiter teeth. Help you look younger. Feel better about yourself. Toothpaste, no, because of the harmful abrasives and chemicals. I like to think it's kind of like running for office. I don't want to talk about the other person. I don't want to say this is the reason to vote for me because you shouldn't vote for him. You know, we all know there's a lot of toothpaste stuff that's around and a lot of things that actually penetrate the enamel on your teeth. It may be that you get rid of the stains, but you also are allowing bacteria and plaque to get in there because you've weakened the protection that the basic tooth has through its enamel. So if you smoke a lot, if you are drinking coffee and tea and wine, that sort of thing, this is the ultimate safe solution for all of you who want to have a visible whitening effect as well as full protection to your gums and teeth with fresher breath even. It's great. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and buy the Power Swabs in the kit. 50% off the retail price. Now available directly to you. Use the code DJV. Call 800-208-1797 for the brightest smile, the safest way to get there. With all natural Power Swabs, call 800-208-1797. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. For me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an very compelling, I guess, that you look to me, or I guess I feel part of my mandate doing this program for farmers, locavores, using our product, basically the folks who are into farming or farm businesses, trying to save your farm, do things that are unique and successful so that we don't have farmers who have a big problem with mental health. But because of what's going on, the trade war, with the weather, with the administration messing things up and government in general messing up what's going on the farm and trying to help in an awkward way, farmers left and right are committing suicide. It's not a pleasant thing to talk about, but it is reality. I was looking into the mental health unit at a medical center in Iowa, and the woman who runs it said, as you can see, everything is state-of-the-art. It's a gorgeous facility. Isn't it beautiful? But there's nobody there. And there's nobody there because nobody's talking about this thing being available. It's been around since March 30th in this particular Montana community. Person with mental health emergencies can be admitted for inpatient care. But because there just isn't the kind of community outreach. So the government has, and I'm not taking a shot at the government here. The government has decided that suicide rates among farmers is a problem the way they've discovered that suicide rates among soldiers is a problem. So let's do something that's smart. We'll build these big facilities and have them available. But the problem is they seem not to have the money to promote it and to tell people that these things are available. So I guess if you're a farmer and you're depressed, maybe what you do is you go online and look for mental health clinics in your area and see what there is. You don't have to be ashamed of it. It's something a lot of people are going through. That would be my advice. Roger Johnson here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmers. Just reading more into some of the things going on here in New England, how farmers are adapting to the reality. More and more people are selling in the store, or there are some routes that have been set back up again by farmers. And a couple of them done it successfully here in my area. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. But I still am looking around in the Northeast in the auction sections of the various trades, and there is sale after sale after sale after sale, Roger. 750 cows, 1,100 cows. People that just can't make it. And so I was at an auction a couple of weeks ago, and the auctioneer said, when the prices that were coming in for some of the things that were being sold, he looked at the people in the group and said, I don't know what you folks think about where your food's going to come from in the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But when the prices are being paid for this stuff, nobody's staying in farming. So have you asked yourself where the food is going to come from? I think that may be one of the premier jobs that you have, Roger, as president of the NFU, trying to educate people. If we don't do something intelligent, where the hell is our food going to come from?
Yeah, it's, you know, for a long time, our membership has supported supply management of some sort that that provides that instead of in agriculture, there's this dynamic that if you produce just a little bit too much, the market goes to pot. It's just really bad because people can only eat so much. If there's too much on the market, it just destroys the market. And the converse is true. If you produce too little, the market goes through the roof, and then you have a lot of despair. And so the point of this is that any government should want its people to be fed. So they want to guard against prices being explosively high. But at the same time, they want to make sure there's a bit of a surplus. But if there's a surplus, by definition, you've destroyed the market. So we would argue that take that little surplus off the market, set it aside, let the market move within sort of a reasonable range, and then you have a chance for family farmers to survive. The dairy industry is hemorrhaging because we don't have any sort of supply management that's a part of it right now. It's just overproducing.
Yeah. And again, one of the reasons is because these 5-10,000 farm factory farms that produce. Oof. All right. Well, thank you for being here. I always like having you on to chat about reality. Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union in Washington, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sounds like we're at the bar. All right, so I am. This portion of the program becomes my commentary on what's going on, the reality of things going on the farm. The New York legislature and the governor have passed a labor law that requires that farm workers do collective bargaining. I'm going to talk about that and the ludicrous focus that there is on these people who haven't really, the workers haven't brought this up. I'll tell you who has and why I find it troubling right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take lethal delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
So here's a sort of conundrum that we all face. Although I don't have enough employees on my farm to have to worry about collective bargaining, but at this time of year when it's about harvest, you know, it's apple time, it's fruit time, this is the time of the year, August, September, October, when the largest use of foreign labor is, some of the spring. You know what I'm saying. It's picking time. And the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act, which was passed in New York, this is the reason New York scratches, the people who run New York farming scratch their head, well, where are all the farmers going? You morons, they're going because they can't deal with all of the government regulations, and even the farm workers are not calling for this. A couple of the leaders of some of the farm workers, most of the farm workers are happy to have the opportunity that they do to come to America and make decent money and go back to where they came from, or if they, you know, they kind of sneak under the radar and they disappear into our system. But anyway, this is the state of New York has had its head stuck right up its you-know-what for a long time. That's why dairy left the state. There aren't very many really good dairy farms. There's some fabulous land. New York is a fabulous farming state. If it weren't for the politics, and I say this admittedly, liberalism, which means well most of the time, but allowing people to, the Farm Bureau got involved in this thing, National Farmers Union got involved in this thing, one of the farm workers a couple of years ago got this started, an organizer named Crispin Hernandez, then the Worker Center of Central New York got involved, the Worker Justice Center, New York Civil Liberties Union suing the state, after this guy was fired from one of the largest dairies in the state. And after he was fired, it was found out, and not only was he stealing, but he also was an illegal. I mean, there are all kinds of things, but still, they stayed with this. And what came out of it was, the ability that these people have with one leader and one voice, to negotiate for whatever it is that these people think they ought to have. Which, no matter how you measure it, it may be substandard in some circumstances to what we have in America for American workers, but it's way beyond whatever they're going to make in the situation they have back home. So it's all about now overtime. After 60 hours a week, you can collectively bargain. Somebody will come in and organize. Now, these are the huge farms. Yep, they have lots of employees. The farms that employ immediate family members are exempt from the overtime rules. So you don't have to. Can you imagine your son or your daughter coming up to you and saying, Dad, the law requires that I get paid an hour and a half for overtime, and I work 41 and a half hours, so I want overtime for 1.5 hours. What farmer in his or her right mind would think that makes sense? It doesn't. None of this damn stuff makes sense, and yet it continues. This attitude continues to flourish and therefore affect the amount of food we're going to have eventually and the quality of the food. That's the way I see it. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.